Three Stories. War at Home. There is something about the number three. The ancient Greeks believed three was the perfect number, and in China three has always been a lucky number, and they know a thing or two. Most religions also have three of this and three of that. And of course, in these more modern times, three's a crowd, maybe too many, except when it's a ménage à trois. It seems good things usually come in threes. Whatever history and culture says, we think three, a hat-trick of stories, is a great number to explore themes and literary avenues. The classic authors were so adept at creating. From their pens to your ears.
War by Luigi Pirandello. The passengers who had left Rome by the night express had had to stop until dawn at the small station of Fabriano in order to continue their journey by the small old-fashioned local joining the main line with Sulmona. At dawn, in a stuffy and smoky second-class carriage in which five people had already spent the night, a bulky woman in deep mourning was hoisted in, almost like a shapeless bundle. Behind her, puffing and moaning, followed her husband, a tiny man, thin and weakly, his face death white, his eyes small and bright, and looking shy and uneasy. Having at last taken a seat, he politely thanked the passengers who had helped his wife and who had made room for her. Then he turned round to the woman trying to pull down the collar of her coat and politely inquired, "Are you all right, dear?" The wife, instead of answering, pulled up her collar again to her eyes so as to hide her face. "Nasty world," muttered the husband with a sad smile, and he felt it his duty to explain to his travelling companions that the poor woman was to be pitied, for the war was taking away from her her only son, a boy of 20, to whom both had devoted their entire life, even breaking up their home at Sulmona to follow him to Rome, where he had to go as a student, then allowing him to volunteer for war. With an assurance, however, that at least for 6 months he would not be sent to the front, and now, all of a sudden, receiving a wire saying that he was due to leave in 3 days' time, and asking them to go and see him off. The woman under the big coat was twisting and wriggling.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?